Thought for today. Keep looking for the rainbow. You'll find it. Keep looking for the rainbow. You will find it. Always in our life are many opportunities for us to have challenges, have experiences, and grow and do beautiful things. And this happens day after day after day. And yet, for those who keep looking for the rainbow, they find it. They will look into the misty sky, and they will see the multicolored rainbow that stands there. In all of our life is that multicolored rainbow standing in our world, shining forth, saying to us, all is good and very good. Saying to us, there is beauty all about us if we will open our eyes and look at it. If we stand forth believing in that rainbow, knowing that rainbow is who we are and what we are, it'll be there. It'll shine forth for us. The world is designed on beauty, and everyone who seeks that beauty out, everyone who looks for that beauty, finds that beauty, because it's everywhere. It's everywhere doing everything, and it's fantastic. We can have that beauty in our world. We can have that beauty in our life. We can have that beauty in everything we do if we choose. But it's a matter of turning our attention to the rainbow, turning our attention to the joy and to the harmony and to the love, to the goodness that is all about us, turning our attention to it. And as we turn our attention to it, it shines forth brilliantly. It's there. It's there. The rainbow is in our life. Good is in our life. Joy is in our life. One of my students wrote this morning saying that he is doing a wonderful work in Germany. And he's dealing with all sorts of returning veterans who have done their time for the government, who have served in the armies, who have done the things that the army required them to do. And now he's working with them to balance their life out, to get their balanced life in order again. He's working with them to find peace and to find harmony and to find goodness. And he writes, it's such a joy to see young and old, young men and old men, young women and old women, all equally finding peace within themselves by using the principle, by saying all is in divine order, by saying this is the time for my good, and it is done now. As he teaches this to all of the people who come to his attention, he lifts them up. He gives them purpose and direction, a new purpose and direction. He moves them away from the area of war to the area of peace. He moves them away from the area of conflict and unhappiness to peace and love and joy. And as he does this, his own life is lifted up. His own life is revealed to him in even more beautiful ways. But the wonderful thing about this man is he does not think about himself. He does not think, how can he handle this? Oh, he's had many stresses in his life, and he's had many problems, but always he brought himself back to realizing all is in divine order now. And as he brought himself back to realizing all is in divine order now, that reality, that experience expressed itself in his world. And so, because he had proclaimed all is in divine order now, because he had lived that in his life, he was now ready to go out and work with others as they were seeking that same balance in themselves. Whenever we seek balance in ourselves, and we find it, then we begin to realize that all the world about us has this same balance that we have. If we will but look at it and but say to the world about us, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious. You're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious. That's all it takes. That's all it takes is a peaceful attitude of mind. A peaceful attitude knowing all is in divine order. A peaceful attitude knowing I like me. I am peace. I am joy. I am harmony. This man did it for himself first. And then he did it for the world. And the world is blessed and benefited by all the wonderful things that he's doing. Because indeed he's a most marvelous man. You are a most marvelous person too. Because you are putting into motion for yourself the idea that you know all is in divine order. You know that there is peace. You know that when you are honest beyond measure, when you're honest because that's your reality, that's who you are, then all good things happen to you. Oh, you may be challenged many times. You may be living a good life and be challenged often. But these are little tests we give to ourselves that tell us that we are strong. We are strong with principle. We are strong with realizing that all is in divine order. We are strong in realizing that no matter what we do, no matter where we go, no matter how we act, when we act from principle within us, when we act from the divine purpose within us, the divine direction within us, all works out in pure divine order, because that's who we are. That's all we are, and that's all that matters. We are told to lift up our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help. Rather than lifting up our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help, we lift up our hearts and our eyes indeed to the spirit of the divine within. And as we lift up our eyes to the spirit of the divine within, we find the spirit of the divine within flowing out of us as it always has been and always will, flowing out of us into our life, into a beautiful world that we are. And we feel marvelous by this. We feel grand by this because this is who we are. This is what we are. We lift up our eyes to the spiritual truth within us. And we proclaim the spiritual truth by saying, all is in divine order. All is peace. All is wonderful. We proclaim these things. We know these things. We live these things and we are these things. That is our reality. That is our purity and our goodness. That is our wholeness. That is all that matters. This day, join your inner self in awareness that all is in divine order now. Join your inner self in the awareness that there is peace everywhere you look, starting with yourself. Join the divine within you, knowing that now is the acceptable time for all good in my world. Know that, live that, love that, enjoy that, and as you do, every desire of your heart is fulfilled. Every dream of your life is yours now. Everything that you do is beautiful and good. Say to yourself, I am peace. Say to yourself, all is in divine order now. Say to yourself, it is done. And as you say this to yourself, you are a blessing to yourself and to your world. And as you are a blessing to yourself and your world, all is in divine order indeed. Know this, claim this, delight in this, enjoy it, for it is your reality even as it is mine. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.